Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Every week in the gospel, no matter which week or which gospel, but especially now in the Epiphany season, the Holy Spirit shines the spotlight of God's word on Jesus and on Jesus as the trustworthy Savior that he is, the one in whom we are right to believe because he never fails in any of his promises. In our gospel today, that same spotlight shines on Jesus and he is revealed to us in what is the very heart of our faith, the very heart of Christianity. He is revealed to us as the one who saves by faith. In our gospel, we have these two outstanding examples of faith set before us, the leper and then the centurion. There's much for us to consider and to learn, so much that for today, we're going to focus on the leper. Next year, or another year, we'll focus on the centurion or both. But today, look at that leper again. That leper who came to Jesus, even though he wasn't the one listening to Jesus right before this event. It says in our gospel that Jesus came down from the mountain and that multitudes followed him. That's the mountain of the famous Sermon on the Mount, where Jesus preached in Matthew chapter 5 and 6 and 7. Jesus preached that famous Sermon on the Mountain and then came down and the multitudes heard and followed. But the leper didn't hear, at least on the mountain, because he was a leper. He couldn't be in the midst of the multitude. He couldn't be near Jesus to hear him preach. He was a leper with that horrible disease that disfigured him and his skin and all of his limbs and had to live separate, not only from the people, but from God. From God's temple, where God said, "Here is my presence." The law itself separated the leper from God's people and from God. But the leper heard this word about Jesus, that God had come to sinners, that God had come to earth in another way, not at the temple, but walking in the midst of his people and preaching. He heard the word about Jesus, that he was the Messiah, that he was the Lord, that he was powerful to save, that he was good and kind and merciful. That word, even though it wasn't spoken directly by Jesus into his ears, has the same power because it's the same Holy Spirit working in that word, whoever speaks it. That's awfully good news for you and for me who weren't there on the mountain with Jesus either. So the word of God created faith in the leper's heart. Faith that Jesus would help him. And so he went to Jesus. He knelt down in front of Jesus. Actually, it says in the text that he came and worshiped him. He came to Jesus, close enough for Jesus to touch him. That's unthinkable. He was a leper. He can't do that. The law separates him from Jesus and from the people. But faith recognized Jesus as the God who came not to destroy sinners and push them away, but the God who receives sinners, the God who helps them. So he came and worshiped Jesus, saying, "Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean." He speaks in faith. He speaks without conditions like, "Well, Jesus, I don't know if you're the one they say you are, but just in case." He doesn't say, "Lord, I don't know if you can help me or not, but if you can." He says, "Lord, You can make me clean. He confesses Jesus' power, his divinity. The only condition, he adds, is a good condition. If you are willing. He didn't demand anything from Jesus. He didn't tell Jesus how he had to help him because, you know, he was worthy because of this or that. If you are willing. God's word didn't reveal for sure if God was willing to heal an outward leprosy. So he left it in Jesus' hands. He left himself in Jesus' hands to do with as he will. How is that worship? Because it says he came and worshiped Jesus, saying this. How did he worship him? By seeking cleansing from him. Which is totally the opposite of what the world thinks of as worship of a deity. The rest of the world thinks of worshiping the deity as bringing him something, bringing him an offering, bringing him a gift, doing something for him, obeying him somehow so that you can persuade him to help you. That's how the world views worship and the worship of God. And in fact, that is the worship of the law. The worship of the law tells you to bring things to God so that he will do something for you. The worship of the gospel is just the opposite. The worship of the gospel is to bring Jesus nothing because you have nothing worth bringing. The worship of the gospel is to do nothing for Jesus because there's nothing you could do to earn his favor. The worship of the gospel instead desires good gifts from Jesus for free. The worship of the gospel trusts that he is who he says he is, the God who wants to bring cleansing and give gifts to unworthy people, like a leper or like a sinner, like you and like me. That's the worship of the gospel. Be sure to read the back of your service folder, not right now, but later after the service, because by coincidence or not, this is the very thing that's talked about there and would have been talked about no matter what the sermon were about today. The worship of the gospel, faith that wants to receive things from Jesus, not give things to him or earn things from him. Knowing that he is the physician, the great physician who came to heal not healthy people, but sick people. And we are by nature sick before God. We have a leprosy that is worse than skin deep, that eats away at our heart. The law commands us to be righteous, to serve God, to offer him things, to obey his commandments. The law says serve, obey, give, keep. And many people foolishly think that they can. But no one can. We're helpless and hopeless before God because of our sin. But then comes this word about Jesus, this gospel that proclaims God's desire to save not healthy but sick people. The gospel that proclaims God's grace and favor to sinners, not on the basis of our obedience, but on the basis of faith in Christ who was obedient for us. Faith that looks to him to make us clean, if he is willing. And that's the question, isn't it? Is he willing? Today's gospel reveals the answer to that very question. I am willing, Jesus says. Be cleansed. And the leper was. Immediately. And so are all who trust in Jesus for cleansing, forgiven, justified, made clean in God's sight, received into God's favor. If you are willing is a very fitting condition to add to all of our prayers where Jesus hasn't revealed his will to us. It's a very fitting condition to add to our prayers, because in some matters we don't know if God is willing or not willing. Is God willing to forgive penitent sinners who look to Jesus for mercy? Always. Is God willing to heal immediately our physical diseases while we wait for Jesus to return? Not always. Is he willing to preserve us from cancer? Is he willing to prevent that car crash that causes an untimely death? Not always. But Christ has died, and Christ is risen from the dead, and his promise to us who believe in him is cleansing from sin now, and cleansing from the rest of the physical maladies and tragedies, even death itself, when he comes again in glory. Jesus' willingness to cleanse us from our sin now is the evidence that the will of God is always best, as we sang in the hymn. So that even when tragedy strikes, even when the will of God is for cancer or a car crash to result in death for a Christian, we can know for certain that it fits perfectly into the good and gracious plan of God to work all things together for good to those who love him. Cleansing from spiritual death now. Cleansing from physical death soon. The leper was graciously cleansed by Jesus, both spiritually and physically, in order to teach us about Jesus' willingness to do this, to cleanse us from our sin, in order to teach us to believe in him as the leper did. Because it's by faith in him that he hands out the good gifts to us that he has to hand out, even righteousness and eternal life. And where especially does he wish to hand these things out to us here again in the sacrament of the altar? Again, the back of your service folder is all about that. It mentions all those things, how the worship of the gospel is to want to receive good things from God, and how the sacrament of the altar is God's special tool for handing out his gifts to each one who comes to receive them from him. Notice then in our gospel today what Jesus told the leper after he cleansed him from his leprosy. See that you tell no one, but go your way, show yourself to the priest, and offer the gift that Moses commanded as a testimony to them. See what the Holy Spirit is revealing in this gospel. Moses and the law. Moses and the Ten Commandments are not man's path to salvation, are not man's path to cleansing. On the contrary, the law of Moses keeps sinners away from God. The law of Moses keeps lepers away, so that you can't be cleansed by the law. Only the Messiah, the Christ, cleanses from sin, not the law. The Messiah cleanses from sin, but only then, when we've been forgiven of our sins by Jesus, can we now go back and understand Moses rightly and use Moses rightly. Only now that we've been cleansed from sin by God, by his free grace, can we go back and use the commandments and obey them. And God turns that obedience into a testimony to those around us as Christians. Lepers can't keep the law. Salvation is by faith in Jesus, not by works of obedience to the law. But we who believe in Jesus are the ones who have been cleansed from the leprosy of sin. And so we who believe in Jesus are the very ones who keep the commandments. Not in order to be saved by our obedience, but because we have already been saved by faith in Christ. totally different, totally opposite. So the law is no longer our enemy as Christians. It still daily does its work of condemning our sin, but the gospel also daily does its work of pointing us to Christ in repentance and faith. Now the law speaks what is right and wrong, and the Christian says, Amen. That's exactly what I want to do, according to the new man, the cleansed man that Christ has created in those who believe. Cleansed by faith alone, now I want nothing more than to worship God in the way He wants to be worshiped. Not by giving Him things, but by receiving things from Him, the things He wants to give. By receiving His gifts of mercy in word and sacrament. Then He, in turn, strengthens faith through these very means and strengthens me to walk according to God's commandments, in faith toward God and in love toward my neighbor. That pretty well sums up the whole Christian life. There's much more to be said about our gospel and about that centurion, but we'll leave it for another day. In the account of the leper, the light of Epiphany shines brightly on faith and on Christ, the good and merciful Savior, to whom you can go in every need, because He is willing to cleanse you and help you, both here in this valley of sorrow and there in the eternal home that He has prepared for all who love Him. Amen. And the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.